Food Talk STL continues on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com with more conversation about food, wine, beer, restaurants, cooking, kitchens, food shows on TV, food trucks, and farmers markets. Here's David Craig.
Thank you. We're back. Food Talk STL. On Thursday night, I went to the Social Media Club meetup at Powell Hall. Thank you, St. Louis Symphony, for hosting all the folks there. By the way, the lobby of Powell Hall, I never really considered as a meeting place, but for a group of 100, 120 people, it worked perfectly. And I did a little man and woman on the street interviewing, and I asked people, I said, when you're shopping for groceries beyond the big three, Schnucks, Deerbergs, and Shop and Save, where do you shop for groceries? And here are the responses I got. And there was one that particularly surprised me. Here's the list. Where do you shop other than Schnucks, Deerbergs, and Shop and Save? Trader Joe's, Target, Trader Joe's, Farmers Markets, Aldi, Sappington Market, Straub's, Whole Foods, Local Harvest, Trader Joe's, Straub's, Target, Aldi's, Rogers Produce in Webster, which is a little bit east of Webster University on Big Ben, Trader Joe's, Global Foods in Kirkwood, Target, Straub's, Costco, Trader Joe's, Trader Joe's, Straub's, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Monzo on the Hill, and Trader Joe's and Target. And I was actually surprised that there were as many people who mentioned Trader Joe as mentioned Target as they did. Trader Joe's, I kind of expected because Trader Joe's does have a strong following. And I know I usually go there every week. I like their almonds and their cheese and a few other things that I get there. We also have a note of interest that there's a new restaurant opening in late March at the Galleria. It is called the Black Fin American Grill. And while it's not officially a chain, it's one of three in the United States. And it's going to be, well, they're going to have bacon-wrapped meatloaf, shrimp and grits, and all your regular kind of stuff there. The reason I mention it is because the note here says the restaurant is currently accepting applications. And you can go to their website, which is Blackfin, F-I-N-N, stlouis.com, or you can apply in person. They're up at the north end of the Galleria. Next week on our Food Talk show, we're going to have Corey King of Perennial Artisan Ales. He's a beer maker. He also covers the local craft brewing scene for Sauce Magazine. I invite you to go to our website. We will have show archives posted next week. That's foodtalkstl.com. I'm David Craig. Quick hour. Thanks for listening. Keep listening to 590 The Fan.